We heard a lot after the election about the blue encroachment into the traditionally red South. President-elect Obama carried Virginia and North Carolina, and Democrats also took over Senate seats in those states, not to mention Georgia, where the race was so tight there's a runoff election. But other areas in the South have had no trouble remaining solidly Republican. NPR's Adam Hochberg visited one of those areas.
Just inside Tennessee's northeast border, in the picturesque southern Appalachians, you'll find something you won't see much of in other parts of the country. Republicans who have something to celebrate.
I'll go ahead and call the meeting to order.
In Sullivan County, Tennessee, when the local Republican Executive Committee met for the first time since the election, Chairman Jason Boer was all smiles. No, he's not happy John McCain lost the presidential race, but Boer congratulated his fellow Republicans for sweeping every other contest on the Sullivan County ballot.
I just want to thank you guys for the work that you've put in, not just in the last 3-4 months, but for a long time, and we're reaping the benefits of that.
What happened in Sullivan County was nothing short of a GOP landslide. Senator McCain got 70% of the vote here. Most other Republicans topped 60%, and voters ousted an incumbent Democratic state legislator, which helped the GOP take control of Tennessee's House for the first time in 140 years. Tony Shipley, who won that state House race, says this county has become one of the most Republican in the nation.
These people are solid, hardworking, apple pie type Americans. I have fond memories of chasing greased pigs here. So there's a long tradition of Americana here, strong Christian values here amongst these people.
Sullivan County is one of many parts of southern Appalachia where Republicans ran especially well. From Kentucky south to Mississippi and Alabama, McCain won 9 out of every 10 mountain counties. In most of them, he even improved upon President Bush's vote percentage 4 years ago. University of Tennessee political scientist Anthony Noun says despite President-elect Obama's strong performance nationally, southern Appalachia stayed true to its Republican heritage.
Appalachia is overwhelmingly white, overwhelmingly rural, and of lower socioeconomic status. It's an area of the country that is very religious, and all of those factors played into Obama's weakness here.
Noun says it would be naive to think race wasn't a factor for some Appalachian voters, though he says its importance varied throughout the region. Democrats feel it was an issue in Sullivan County, where Republicans mailed out a controversial ad attacking then-Senator Obama, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and the legislator Shipley was running against, an African-American Democrat named Nate Vaughn. In the ad, photos of the three Democrats' heads were pasted on the bodies of large blackbirds, with a caption calling them a liberal big government flock. Republicans deny the ad was racist, but Vaughn thinks it played a big role in the election.
I think a lot of fear was brought up about having Barack Obama as president because he was black, because of what people actually believed he was about. And I think this was created by people like the Tennessee Republican Party that were just breeding this fear.
Vaughn says neither the Democratic Party nor the Obama campaign tried to counter those ads, and he doubts it would have done much good anyway, given Mr. Obama's low popularity here. Indeed, Anthony Nouns, the political scientist, says the president-elect hardly campaigned in Appalachian Tennessee at all, instead concentrating on more competitive southern states such as Virginia and North Carolina, where he eventually won.
The Democrats have more or less given up on East Tennessee. There's no question about that. And it's sort of a self-fulfilling prophecy. Democrats don't campaign here because they think they're going to lose, and they lose because they really don't spend any resources here.
Not surprisingly, that suits Sullivan County Republican leaders just fine. And as they were still celebrating their victories at the party executive committee meeting, member Trish Bain said Republicans all over can learn from what worked in these mountains.
I think the Republican Party needs to get back to its core conservative values, small government, strong family pro-life issues. The things that brought the party together under Ronald Reagan, we need to get back to those core values.
And for Bill Kilgore, a Sullivan County commissioner, that starts with finding more conservative candidates.
Mr. McCain, he was my choice at the election time, but during the primaries he wasn't, and he wasn't the choice of this part of the country. He's not a true conservative.
Kilgore says he's not sure how important racial issues were for voters in this county that's 97% white. He says he didn't hear anybody talk directly about race during the campaign, but adds that, in his words, it was in the background. perhaps playing an unspoken role in the Republican Party's strength and the Democrats' weakness in these Tennessee hills. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Bristol, Tennessee.